Commission Chairman Anthony Principi says the medical care is still first-rate, but the hospital itself is just too old.
We have two major medical centers in the Washington area, Walter Reed Army Hospital and Bethesda Naval Hospital, and the recommendation really is to maintain Walter Reed at a new site.
Walter Reed has been around since 1909. Another day, another delay for Iraq's constitution efforts. Our Anish Rahman is in Baghdad.
In Iraq, just after midnight, word from the Speaker of Iraq's National Assembly that another day extension is being given to the deadline for compromise as all three parties, the Shia, the Kurds, and the Sunnis, try to find wording that they can agree upon in this draft constitution.
Some lawmakers suggesting the document be put to a public referendum, whether it's approved by delegates or not. A power emergency today in Southern California. Marlon Walker of SoCal Edison says it was just one of those days.
A high demand for power and a loss of a major transmission line that brings power into the state necessitated us initiating rotating outages.
About a 500,000 people were affected. This is CNN Radio News.
So your kid's smoking pot, and now you're afraid to say something because they might push you away. Maybe this will help you out.
Ah! I hate you!
You went through my room?
It's just a little pot! You're grounding me?
It's just a little pot!
Get used to it. When your kid's trying pot, you have to say something, no matter how they might react. Because to help them with their problem, first you have to get over yours. Action. The anti-drug.
For more information, visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something. Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Federal investigators are trying to decide whether a series of cyber attacks on U.S. websites is the work of independent hackers in China or of the Chinese government. Hundreds of attacks have been reported in recent years, but one official says you can't just jump on a plane to China and start questioning people. Cycling champ Lance Armstrong fighting back against French allegations that he's used performance-enhancing drugs. Appearing tonight on CNN's Larry King Live, Armstrong calls it frustrating.
This thing stinks. It's not good for me. And the unfortunate thing is that you're potentially dealt with something that you have to face for the rest of your life. And, like I said, protocol wasn't followed, and there is no backup sample to confirm what they say is a positive test.
There's no backup sample because the allegations involve urine samples that are 6 years old. California suing another 36 drug companies. The suit accuses the companies of overcharging taxpayers by hundreds of millions of dollars. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, they're already telling us to allow extra time when we go to the airport. Now our Richard Weibrow says they're giving the same warning before you head to the big game.
Very soon, security guards at professional football games will start frisking fright wigs and giant foam fingers. NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue has sent a letter to teams requiring pat-downs of fans attending NFL games. The commissioner stressed that there were no specific additional threats and that the measure was decided upon by owners at a meeting earlier this month. The searches will be phased in at final exhibition games or regular season home openers. Richard Weibrow, CNN Radio, Atlanta.
And former baseball star Dwight Gooden has turned himself in to police in Tampa, Florida. He's accused of drunk driving, resisting arrest, and fleeing from police. It is the latest in a long string of legal troubles for the former Cy Young Award winner. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
If something is being portrayed as negative, it is for a reason. The right, who has this weird manufactured non-reality that they built by exploiting people's fears, exploiting people's core values through cultural warfare, they've got millions of people believing that the truth is spin.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
It's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1. The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
My name is Mike Malloy. Welcome to the program. This is Air America Radio. Phone number here if you'd like to call in tonight and chat. Phone number is 866-303-2270. It's a toll-free number. Fred emailed me earlier today. He said, Mike, I just emailed the Army recruiter here in Houston advising them to head to Crawford this weekend to set up a booth near the pro-Bush, pro-war people. I think they could get one or two there. They can't all be chicken hawks, right? Yeah, there are a couple of talk show hosts. Did you see this half-wit on, what's his name? Can't think of his name. Some white guy from California and some white woman from California. Both of them allegedly are radio talk show hosts. And they're taking another a caravan, I guess, of people to Crawford to spit on the veterans and urinate on the flag and desecrate the little memorial area there and call Cindy Sheehan a whore, I guess. God, I hate these people. Where do we live? Huh? Where do we live? I'll get to Pat Robertson in a second. Oh, my God. Late today, I saw some video of Norman Mineta, who I believe is a Democrat. He's also in the Bush cabinet, Secretary of Transportation, right? Secretary of Transportation. Yeah. He said the Bush administration has informed automakers they must modestly improve fuel standards for pickup trucks, minivans, and some SUVs by 2011. These sons of bitches. Don't you just hate them? Don't you just hate them? Somebody in administration said, oh, well. Now, of course, environmentalists and normal people have been advocating this for, oh, I don't know, what, 30 years? Even back in the 70s when the auto industry said, no, we can't do it. We can't improve fuel efficiency because it'll cost too much and we'll all go broke. So the Japanese did it for them, and Detroit was right. They're on the verge of going broke. But it wasn't because they improved fuel efficiency. It's because they said, no, we can't do it. We'll go broke. Now, this crap that was dumped into media today, it's crap. It's garbage. It's just, I don't know what it is. Acid reflux. A great big globus of undigested nonsense. The Bush crime family says that increasing... I can't even do the story. It's just asinine. It's just asinine. Increasing the mileage. What are they looking for? 6% increase? I don't even know if that's fleet-wide. 6%. So what would that be? If a vehicle gets 20 miles a gallon right now, it'd have to get 21.2 by 2011? Anyway, Mineta said the improvements are part of the Bush administration's plan to make the U.S. less dependent on foreign fuel. Right. It's also going to lower the price at the pump. Yeah, come 2011 when it's $9 a gallon, this will drive it down to $8.93. Oh, these, it just never stops, does it? Mineta said, this is a plan that will save gas and result in less pain at the pump for motorists without sacrificing safety. What? What the hell does that mean? Oh, that's right. SUVs are supposed to be so safe because they're so huge. The fact that they're more dangerous than a two-seater sports car is beside the point. Never mind. Don't look over there. Look over here. The spokesman for the Union of Concerned Scientists said the so-called fuel economy improvement, quote, would do virtually nothing, nothing to reduce our dependence on oil or to address high fuel costs. Nothing.
Under the proposed rules, each truck type would have to meet certain benchmarks for fuel economy by 2011. Those specific numbers are expected to be released next year. But manufacturers will be required to introduce less thirsty vehicles beginning in 2008.
It's like less thirsty vehicles. Isn't that the kind of thing that you write for a six-year-old? Billy, Susie, come here. Mommy's SUV is thirsty. Let's give it a drink. This is in the LA Times, for Christ's sake. This is a staff writer for the Times using that kind of language? Manufacturers will be required to introduce less thirsty vehicles beginning in 2000. It's just an outrage. I hate being a Democrat. I hate being a Democrat. The CEO of Diebold, this Christian Reconstructionist movement, the ones who destroyed democracy with their horrible machines, they've hired former Democratic National Committee Chairman Joe Andrew. Huh? I have no idea who it is, but that's what it says here. That's what it says here. They have hired former Democratic National Committee Chairman Joe Andrew to go on a 50-state ambassadorship for electronic voting. The CEO of Diebold, some murderous thug named Odell, said he wanted to frame some of the issues, reframe the issues. So this Democrat is our man. He's going to reframe the issues. Here's a former Democratic National Committee chairman who has turned into a 10-cent prostitute. Ah, you filthy pig. So you're going to get out there, huh? Former Democratic chairman. And sell this corruption?
His first stop is California, the nation's largest market for voting machines and the place where Diebold's fortunes as the largest supplier of electronic voting machines in the nation could be made or broken. Former DNC Chairman Joe Andrews said,
well, even if you had tremendous success every place else, if you can't sell technology in California, you're in trouble. But you see, in California, Diebold can't sell its premier voting machine. Nor can the counties that bought thousands of these things in 2003 use them in elections. Why not? Yeah, why not? Because the election authorities realized how vile and foul and useless they were and said, no, you can't use them. So they've hired a Democrat. Isn't that just like Democrats? I hate being a Democrat. I can't stand it. I just can't stand it. Another turncoat, another pig turncoat from the Democratic. But, well, I hope that they're paying you a lot, former DNC chairman. What the hell's his name again? Who is this guy? Joe Andrew. Do you know anything about him, Kathy? I don't know anything about him. Oh, well. Democrat, huh? Hope they paid you a lot, you Judas. Uh-oh, according to the Washington Post today, traces of bomb-grade uranium found 2 years ago in Iran came from contaminated Pakistani equipment and do not constitute evidence of a clandestine nuclear weapons program. That's according to a group of U.S. government experts and other international scientists. They've determined that. A senior official who discussed the still-confidential findings on the condition of anonymity because he doesn't want to be assassinated by Pat Robertson said, quote, the biggest smoking gun that everyone was waving is now eliminated with these conclusions, end quote. Well, that's good news. It really is, but it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. The entire world knew that Saddam Hussein didn't have a nuclear weapons program. But isn't it funny? Little traces of bomb-grade uranium that was found by the IAEA inspectors actually came from Pakistan? Scientists from the United States, France, Japan, Britain, and Russia met in secret during the past 9 months to go over data collected by inspectors from the IAEA, according to U.S. foreign officials. Recently, this group, whose existence had not been previously reported, definitively matched samples of the highly enriched uranium with centrifuge equipment turned over by the government of Pakistan. Now, of course, Iran has said forever that the uranium traces were contaminated equipment bought years ago from Pakistan. But the Bush administration said, oh, no, oh, no, you sons of bitches are going to make a bomb. We're going to invade you. We're going to invade you. We're going to invade you. So now this group of international scientists say, no, not the case. So does this buy Iran time? Maybe a couple of weeks until the Bush crime family decides they're going to go there anyway.
I went to see the doctor of psychiatry. Weapons of mass destruction finally broke me. He said, act your age, don't be afraid, take two of these. Now listen real hard, put down the guitar. Don't be a retard, be all that you can be.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Ed Schultz coming to you from the left side of the dial on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a five-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Oreck XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. Tune in to hear Slate's Fred Kaplan, show favorites Tom Oliphant and Joe Connison, our Oscar-sweeping game show Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me, plus Air America's own Rachel Maddow. It's a mega-stuffed, mega-great Friday special on The Next Franken.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark, that guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday, I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry, the news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say infoblasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait, whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span has taken a real beating since this technology came out. What, 2030, and that's what caused the, sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them inhalables. Hmm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports League.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports League now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson Bolton that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this, like, gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean, We all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
That's right.
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
And the Heartland, Madison's Progressive Talk, is the Mike 92.1.
Every time we use a homegrown fuel, we'll be going helping our farmers. Someday a president is going to pick up the crop report, and they're going to say we're less dependent on foreign sources of energy. Got to
get away. 21 past the hour. All right, Joe and Pat, or Nick and Patty in New Hampshire sent me something on Joe Andrew here, the former head of the DNC, who has now become a whore for Diebold electronic theft voting. He is the former national chair of the DNC. He was elected in March of 1999. Blah, 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 blah. He's a lawyer, published author, technology expert, father, Democrat activist. He was the youngest DNC national chair in the 152-year history of the party, to which I say, it's all gone to hell now, Joe, because you have become a whore for the most evil force in American politics, and that is Diebold machinery. Hey, remember last Thursday we had the Arab on, and then when was it? When did we have the Jew on? Was that yesterday? And the Arab talk, or the Palestinian talked about the dip dip da, and the Jew talked about dip dip da, right? About the Gaza thing. And I'm still getting emails from real snotty people who keep informing me I was very hard on the Jew and not hard on the Muslim at all, and that you know, I should turn in my whatever it is, certificate says I know anything about the Middle East. The emails just keep coming. That happens all the time. All right. From Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, a few paragraphs here written by Nehemiah Strassler, titled Don't Let the Settlers Fool You. A stranger from Mars who read the newspapers, listened to the radio, and saw the television could conclude that the pullout from Gaza had been carried out under unconceivable duress by a heartless army of conquest that fell on an innocent group of people and dragged them from their homes without preparation, without warning, without compensation, without assistance, and sentenced them to cruel exile with only shirts on their backs. The settlers had the knack of turning themselves into, quote, the robed or the robbed Cossack, end quote. They will always present themselves as the ones who have been wronged, the hapless who have been maltreated, the trampled on minority, even though the truth is the exact opposite. They complain about everything. That no solution was prepared for them, that the temporary housing is not suitable, that the double-wide trailer is too small, that the hotels are too full, and the babies have no pacifiers. They are so concerned about the children, by the way, that only a few days ago, they put them smack up front in the struggle. Some of them dressed their children with yellow stars of David and pushed them in front of the cameras. One of them held his baby out a window, and we all trembled to think that he could suddenly drop the baby. With all their arrogance, they did not even attempt to pack their belongings. Let the soldiers do it for them, for they are the lords of the land, and the army is there to serve them. Between complaints, they forgot that until the last minute, and even beyond, that they believed that divine intervention would prevent disengagement. They forgot that since February 2005, when the evacuation compensation law was passed in the Knesset, the head of the disengagement administration and the director general of the prime minister's office ran after them to come and talk, and they refused. In the beginning, the Treasury allocated $3.5 billion Israeli dollars for the evacuees. But they brought lawyers and demands, and in the end, their plots were valued like those in Kiryat Gat. Their houses were valued at $1,000 per square meter, and they received compensation for every year of residence in Gaza, plus a six-month vacation from the state, plus a pension for anyone above 55, plus rent for 2 years. On average, an evacuated family will receive $450,000. Those who lived there almost rent-free for 2 years will receive $150,000. Is there any better investment anywhere? And the article goes on. But, you know, I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that the so-called settlers, the ones that were screaming and frothing and foaming at the mouth, we're going to receive $500,000 in compensation. Ah, who'd have thunk it? Now, if you want to direct an email about that story, send it to Haaretz, to Nehemia Strassler. Don't send it to me. Robertson, we will play the soundbite for you coming back after this break, but I kind of miss the good old days. When was it? 2 weeks ago, when Robertson was urging his lemmings to pray the Supreme Court justices to an early death. That almost seems sane now. You know, somebody sent us a story last night. We just kind of dropped it in right before we went off the air about Robertson and called for the execution or the assassination of Hugo Chavez. Jesus, all over the news today, huh? What a sick bastard. You know, have you noticed not one single evangelical has come out and condemned this pig? Not one single evangelical. Not one single leader of this sick branch of Christianity that's vile and foul and has taken over the entire religious dogma and turned it into something twisted and evil. Not one of them has stepped out and said, now wait a second, who would Jesus assassinate? I think Pat Robertson went a little bit too far. Not one of these bastards. Not one of them. This is Christianity. Let me tell you something. Christianity is a gutter religion.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Uniquely Madison. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. I was walking in the park and somebody stopped me and said, I'm tired of taping up the leaks in my old vacuum and then having to buy another one every 2 years. I'm going to buy an Orrick. Friends, why should manufacturers stop making throwaway vacuums when you keep buying them? For a vacuum that lasts and lasts, call 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and try an 8-pound Orrick XL risk-free for 30 days.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
No, it doesn't take money. A 4-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a 4-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
She's fed up with the right. Aren't you? The Randy Rhoads Show, here on the Mike 92.1.
George Bush left his Crawford Ranch, but only to rally support for the Iraq War. Now, Iraq has been compared more and more lately to Vietnam, as in an unwinnable quagmire that the U.S. is bogged down in, with little or no chance for a solution. Quagmire. Unfortunately, while George Bush did everything in his power to avoid Vietnam, he's doing everything in his power to stay in Iraq and continue to sacrifice young American lives that are not him or his daughters. General Peter Shoemaker said over the weekend that the Army is planning for the possibility of keeping over 100,000 U.S. troops in Iraq for 4 years. Bush administration officials and Iraq commanders are saying that the size of the U.S. force may be scaled back next year if certain conditions are achieved. Those statements are typical of this war. No one knows if they're coming or going. According to George Bush, we have to fight them there so we don't have to fight them here. Why there? That's where there's oil. The reason George Bush decided to invade Iraq after September 11th is oil. Now, 1,800 dead soldiers and $200 billion later, 54% of the American people have had enough. In fact, only 38%, some polls say 36, actually support this president. Now, if you thought he was the worst president in the world, you would be right. If the United States is truly a democracy and the majority of the people in the United States don't think that we should be in Iraq anymore, why are we still there? George Bush's stay the course or do nothing policy has run into one dead end after another. And there is no course, no map, no compass, and no clue. And if we're trying to export freedom and democracy to the rest of the world, why is it becoming an Islamic republic in Iraq, and why are we losing our freedom at home? I'm Randy Rhodes, and I approve this message.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, went on the air in September of 2004. As we close out our first year, we'd like to thank you for listening and our charter advertisers for supporting Progressive Talk in Madison.
Hi, this is Chad with Berlow Mattress Factory Stores in Madison, with two locations at Todd Drive in the Beltline and East Washington Avenue. Everyone here at Berlow Mattress would like to congratulate 92.1 The Mike on their first year of success and many more to come.
Here's to another year on The Mike 92.1.
I'm sitting on a red velvet stool wearing a yellow bowler hat and holding a banana. All right? Oh, yeah, and I'm wearing a leash. A red velvet curtain opens and 200 vacant-eyed fat people sneer at me and tap the glass, even though the sign clearly says, please don't tap the glass. I hear a barker's voice. Come on, come all, step right up and gaze upon Mark, the lovable radio freak. All the way from the wilds of New Mexico, this bizarre man-diva will astound you. Watch him battle to the death with hostile email. Watch him perform an amazing facsimile of radio talk show with teases and hard outs. You'll swear it's real. Watch Mark alienate his own kind by being too funny. Watch Mark bash organized religion and their phony gods. You won't want to miss Mark as he self-destructs with liberal guilt. His heartbreaking meltdowns will move you to tears. And don't forget his diet. You will witness this weight-conscious wonder eat carrots and kale raw. Then watch him shove chocolate cake into his mouth as fast as he can eat it, if there's any sitting within arm's length. You will hear Mark plug as many appearances at comedy clubs nationwide as often as 3 times an hour. 5 minutes with Mark and you'll want to take him home. Come on, Mark, do a little dance for the nice people. So I get up and dance a little hornpipe, and then hold out my yellow bowler. The fat people fill it with rocks and chewed gum. So I throw my poop at them. I woke up and my bed was filled with bearded ladies. And that part was true. Not really.
Frankin, Randy Rhodes, all those shows, they're great.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Your host for a Pian's future, it's Mike Malloy.
The Associated Press reports that Venezuela's ambassador to the U.S., Bernardo Alvarez, considered today a good day indeed. It says the day began with word that a prominent American TV preacher is asking the Bush administration to assassinate Venezuela's president. By the end of the day, the Venezuelan embassy's voicemail and email systems had been overloaded with American well-wishers. The ambassador said, quote, "You don't have any idea how good I feel with all the support I've got and I keep getting. It keeps coming to us and to all the consulates around the U.S., the Venezuelan government, the media, hundreds of people in this country that are supporting a president who was elected," Alvarez told reporters. That little bit there at the end, a president who was elected, I like that. He waved a stack of papers to reporters that he said was a sampling of hundreds of emails he'd received from Americans angered by Robertson's suggestion. Now, in my saying Christianity is a gutter religion, yeah, I remember when Jesse Jackson, was it Jesse Jackson said that about Judaism? Or no, not Jesse, come on, Mike, it was Farrakhan. It was Jackson who used that terrible term, Hoimetown, in reference to New York. But you're known, you know, the tree in your background, backyard is determined by the fruit it bears, right? If you have a tree in your backyard and it produces peaches, you don't say it's a pear tree. I have yet to hear, oh, I know Jim Wallace. I have yet to hear prominent, and I watch an awful, and Kathy will tell you, this drives her crazy. I will watch some of these television preachers, this Coral Ridge Ministries down in Florida. Oh, what a sick group of thugs that is. Robertson, Falwell, Dobson, all of these people. It is not I who claim they have millions upon millions upon millions of adherents and followers. It is they. The T.D. Jakes thug who comes and blows into Atlanta once a year and removes bukus of money from the terminally stupid who gather in the Omni down here. And is it the Omni? Georgia World Congress Center, whatever the hell it is. You know, and shout and roll their eyes and raise their hands up to the roof for what? I don't know. And then empty their wallets into the trays and keep passing over and over and over again among the, you know, among the sheep. But all of these people disgust me. They really do. So Christianity, maybe I should qualify and say Christianity is a practice in America, or Christianity is practiced by the Catholic Church globally, is a gutter religion. I was brought up in it. I was brought up Baptist. I was brought up Methodist. Almost went to seminary. Well, I shouldn't say almost went, but it was offered to me a scholarship to go to become a Methodist preacher. But you are known by the fruit you bear, and the fruit being borne by the Christian church in America is poisonous. It's filth. It's garbage. I have never seen a devolution of a religion as quickly as I have seen the absolute destruction of Christianity in my lifetime in this country. It stinks. It is vile and it's foul. And I think anyone who subscribes to the Christian religion that's practiced in this country now is a fool, or worse. Now, you notice I keep saying Christian religion. I'm not talking about the teachings of Christ. I continuously try to make that distinction. True followers, and I shouldn't call him Christ, Jesus. True followers of Jesus, Jesus, Yeshua, true followers would have nothing to do with these sick bastards. But I see millions upon millions upon millions of people raising their arms and swaying like they're having petite mal seizures. You know, their eyes rolling up in their heads. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Give me more. Give me a bigger house. Give me a big... You know, this dominionist Christianity theory is that God rewards the wealthy. God gives... God looks favorably. Not on the poor. Not on the sick. Not on the helpless. Not on the homeless. But on these pigs who devour and suck up and take and steal anything they can get their filthy paws on. And this is supposed to be Christianity? I spit on it. It is vile. Ugly. Hateful. Hate-filled. Robertson calling for the assassination of Chavez is nothing new for this pig. He's blamed gays for divorce. He blamed gay folk for September 11th, for Christ's sake. He hates feminism. He said feminists want to convert women to witches and make them all become lesbians. This sick pig is just a boil on the ass of America. He and his ilk, they all are. They all are. This perversion of the message of Jesus from 2,000 years ago. Love your neighbor like yourself. No. Not doing to others as you'd have them doing to you. That's old world. New world, love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. That came out of Christ, Jesus' mouth. Not assassinate the ones that have the oil. Love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. They have made the Christian religion into a gutter religion. It stinks. It's vile. It's horrifying.
Bush talks about how God or Christ or the Virgin Irving or somebody whispers in his ear and says, go invade countries and kill, butcher! We have generals. We have flag rank officers who talk about, they see demons in the sky! I'll tell you who we're fighting in Fallujah! The devil! The devil is in there! We gotta get the devil! Good God in heaven. And these people say that the Islamists are crazy? I condemn all religion. It stinks. Every single religion on the face of the earth is vile. Spiritual belief? Well, that's a good thing. Adherence to a code of ethics and justice and honor and decency? That's a good thing. Religion? We are waist deep on this planet in blood because of religion. Pat Robertson, back in 1999, called for the lifting of an executive order that banned the use of assassinations as an instrument of U.S. government policy. Again, on the 700 Club, he says, quote, I know it sounds somewhat Machiavellian and evil, but isn't it better to do something like that, to take out Milosevic, to take out Saddam Hussein, rather than to spend billions of dollars in a war that harms innocent civilians and destroys the infrastructure of a country? Well, that's a false choice, Robertson, you pig, you filthy closet murderer. What's the best thing to do about Saddam Hussein? Leave him alone! This article from World Socialist website, way back in 14 August 1999, said there was little reporting or commentary on Robertson's statement in the press. Neither of the announced Democratic presidential candidates made an issue of it. No Republican candidates felt it necessary to disavow Robertson's view, although the broadcaster and millionaire is a prominent Republican and mounted a significant campaign for the presidential nomination in 1988. And then WSWS says, it's easy to imagine, however, the outcry in the American media if an equally prominent public figure in, say, China had called for unleashing that country's intelligence apparatus to, quote, take out, close quote, the political opponents of Beijing. Robertson, you know, the thought is the deed. Robertson, you're a murderer. You have defied the Old Testament God, and you have urinated repeatedly all over the body of Christ. You are a pig. You are a pig. You're a sick man. You're an evil man. You're a bad man. And if your hell exists, you're going to go there. Pat Robertson from the 700 Club, referring to Chavez.
He has destroyed the Venezuelan economy, and he's going to make that a launching pad for communist infiltration and Muslim extremism all over the continent. You know, I don't know about this doctrine of assassination, but if he thinks we're trying to assassinate him, I think we really ought to go ahead and do it. It's a whole lot cheaper than starting a war. And I don't think any oil shipments will stop, but this man is a Jesus. Terrific danger. And the United States, this is in our sphere of influence, and we can't let this happen. We have the Monroe Doctrine. We have other doctrines that we have announced. And without question, this is a dangerous enemy to our South, controlling a huge pool of oil that could hurt us very badly. We have the ability to take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability. We don't need another $200 billion war to get rid of one, you know, strong-armed dictator. It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with.
Jesus. Well, hey, Jesus, if you're listening, if you're really listening, why don't you reach down out of heaven and pinch this bastard's head off and throw it into hell and let the demons play soccer with it tonight, huh? What you say, Jesus? Why don't you do that, huh? Stay with us. I'm Mike Moore.
Until the coming Sunday, they will buy their neighbor all along the way.
I'm thinking I'm getting away. Love God.
If you don't love him, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help.
best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Framing the topics, speaking truth to power,
and that other stuff too.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor. Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Washington Post, they're withdrawing its offer for free advertising for this organized event by the Defense Department. Critics said the event would have a pro-war slant, and if it is a pro-war march, we shouldn't have any problem at all meeting military recruiting goals. We could just get all these people to have their kids sign up.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're a conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should. Go ahead, she said. Yeah, what I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom? No, said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
.com. Join the open mic to get email updates from Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
I would never use God to promote foreign policy decisions.
Unless he whispers in my ear and tells me to invade two different countries. The hysterics that came out of Robertson's mouth, the blasphemy. And yeah, you know, I can talk about blasphemy, even though I don't believe any of this superstitious nonsense. I don't care what the superstitious nonsense is. Spare me.
but acknowledging that there are people who do choose to believe the superstitious nonsense, okay, there are rules and regulations if you're going to be a believer. And one of them is you don't commit blasphemy against other people's religion or your own. Huh? Isn't that fair? Pat Robertson somebody sent me an email today and said, Mike, this is the Antichrist. This truly, as predicted in the Revelation, this is the Antichrist. This is the demon that John, the writer of Revelation, when he was ripped out of his head on magic mushrooms, wrote about. This is him. This is it. Here he is. Pat Robertson. Going back to his quote where he said, after he advocates murdering the elected president of Venezuela, he says, and I don't think any oil shipments will stop, so it's okay to murder at will as long as the oil keeps flowing? That's the Bush doctrine. That's the Bush doctrine, isn't it? And then he says, we have the Monroe Doctrine. We have other doctrines that we have announced. I don't recall... okay, we've got this doctrine and that doctrine. I'm trying to think. Where is the Christian Crusade Killer Assassination Force doctrine? Where's that one written down? The Psycho Christian Crusade Killer Assassination Force doctrine! They got our oil! Kill them! And then he said it's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with. Why stop there, you sick bastard? Why not go ahead and kill his entire family while you're at it? You know, kill his wife and his children? Get his cousins? Murder his nieces and nephews? How about his aunties and his uncles? If his grandmother and grandfather left, get them too? How about cousins twice removed? You want to get them? Anybody related? How about the wife's family, Robertson, you murderous bastard, you? How about the wife's, I don't know, that she got a brother? That would be Hugo's brother-in-law. Kill him, too. Huh? How about the wife's mother? That would be Hugo's mother-in-law. What about Hugo's father-in-law? Sisters-in-law? Brothers-in-law? What do we got here? Got any little nieces and nephews by marriage? That's what we do. That's what we do in Iraq. Might as well do it in Venezuela. Kill them! Butcher them! They have oil. We want it. Christ says it's okay. Christ says it's okay. God whispers in Bush's ear and says, invade Afghanistan. Invade Iraq. Kill them. Kill them. Pat Robertson says it, and not a single Christian evangelical stands up out of the slime and the filth and the muck and says, no, no, this is a bad thing. This is not what Jesus would do. Not a one of them. Did you hear Dobson today? No. Gary, what's that little weasel? It looks like a frog, a turtle. What was his name? Ran for president.
I can't remember. I'm too busy practicing witchcraft and becoming a lesbian.
Gary Bauer. A little pop-eyed freak. Every time I saw him, I just wanted to go up and say, can I push your eyes back in your head? Or for Christ's sake, will you get on Synthroid or something? You know, your eyes are just popping out, you old pop-eyed freak. But all these, where are they? Where's that Carl Ridge dude who always looks like, you know, I always expect his coat to open, he's going to have a couple of pearl-handled six-shooters on his waist, right? These are spokesmen for Jesus? If they are, I'm a spokesman for Satan. These are spokesmen for Jesus? And yet every single, you know, every time I flip around the dial, you go to these mega church services. We have them here in Atlanta. Oh, we got a bunch of them here in Atlanta. Are you kidding? And you see these people, blacks and whites. Used to be all white people. Now it's blacks and whites. And Latinos. And you know, they sit out there in the pews, thousands, well, hundreds, thousands. And their heads are rolled back, and their tongues are sticking out, and their arms are up in the air, and they're swaying back and forth. Like, what? What are you all just in a trance? What is this, the spirit? And then you find out, no, what they're doing is trying to open themselves up so Jesus will pour his riches on them. How often does Robertson or Falwell or Dobson or the Carl Ridge Ministries guys, how often do any of these people stand in the pulpit on Sunday morning and say, and Jesus said, easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the gates of heaven? How How often does it happen? Huh? No, they get up there and talk about the prayer of Jabez. Who the hell is Jabez? Some itinerant Middle Eastern Old Testament broom salesman? And then you get these white suburban Christians who say, well, if I can just be like Jabez, you know, and Jabez was made wealthy. What did Jabez do to get wealthy? I don't know. But whatever it is, I'll have some. Sick. Disgusting. I swear, I'm to the point where, you know, when I meet somebody for the first time, and, you know, they're dead giveaways. They'll say, well, what church do you belong to? I usually say the Church of Satan, or, you know, I worship toadstools, get this, what church do you belong to? You know, I want to say none of your effing business. But if I find out that they're a member of a Christian denomination, I just turn around and walk. Get away from me. Get out of my face. Go away. Get your filthy, putrid, stinking breath out of my face. I'm out of here. Adios. Goodbye.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
George Bush must think we're children. He keeps telling us the same bedtime story. It's a scary one about bad guys who want to destroy America. But if we do what Bush says, we'll all be safe. This week, as Bush tries to rally support for his war in Iraq, he continues to misrepresent reality. Repeatedly, he says the enemy we're fighting in Iraq is made up of Islamic extremists who want to annihilate America. But that's not true. There are indeed foreign jihadists in Iraq, but the conflict is mainly fueled by a homegrown insurgency that cares more about obtaining power in Iraq than ending freedom in America. In fact, some experts are now calling the conflict in Iraq a civil war. But Bush refuses to recognize this complicated reality. Instead, he gives us a comic book depiction of the war, but one without any superhero. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Heva.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just golden coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelin'. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
They nailed six guys in a huge arrest, and they nailed these three women for putting up a terrorist. What kind of woman puts up a terrorist? I mean, you know how rock guys, like rock musicians, you know, sort of freeload off of women? I wonder if terrorists have the same sort of thing where they just sort of like, like, how come there's no food in the fridge? Shut up, I hate you. You love me. I'm a terrorist.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The mic, 92.1.
I'm Lynn, and I'm on the mic. Mike.
Streaming online at themic921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by replacing your five most frequently used lights with ones that have earned the Energy Star, you've taken a powerful first step right at home. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. Hurricane Katrina is being blamed for two deaths in South Florida. Max Mayfield with the National Hurricane Center says Katrina made landfall earlier this evening.
The center of the hurricane is right over the middle of Miami-Dade County. It's moving south or due west and will likely exit the southwest Florida coast early tomorrow morning.
John Zarella reports Katrina is the 11th named storm of the Atlantic season.
We're
again, just now entering the height of hurricane season, the highest day of hurricane season, September 11th, over a 100-year period. You know, more hurricanes and tropical storms on that date than any other date.
More than 1 million power customers are in the dark tonight in southern Florida. The slow-moving storm has winds of 80 miles per hour. An incident tonight at Houston's Bush Intercontinental Airport brought departing flights at four terminals to a halt. Two women apparently walked around a security screening machine. Witnesses alerted airport security, who apparently missed seeing the woman go around. Airport officials had no immediate comment. A seven-story apartment building in Paris burns early Friday, killing at least 16 people and injuring 22 others. More decisions by the Base Realignment and Closing Commission. Our Sean Hall has details.
The Base Realignment and Closing Commission already voted to close Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Now it wants to do more. BRAC member retired General Sue Turner.
That the commission add to the list of installations to be closed or realigned the recommendation, relocate Medical Command headquarters.
Medical Command is spread out among many buildings in the D.C. area. The panel voted to close Medical Command facilities at three bases, including Bowling Air Force Base, and propose building a new central command, possibly at Bethesda Naval Medical Center. Sean Hall, CNN Radio, Washington.
This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Do you have a car with at least 75,000 miles and want to win a trip to Vegas? If so, post a picture of your wheels with your story on why you love your car at Castrol.com/US. One entry will be selected. Mail a 3x5 postcard with your name, address, age, and daytime telephone number to the Castrol Sin City Giveaway. P.O. Box 1999, Culver City, California 90232. Brought to you by Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil. Help older cars feel young again. For official rules, call 800-888-6402. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
The United Nations says Syria is not cooperating with the investigation into the assassination of Rafiq Hariri. The former Lebanese prime minister and 20 others were killed in a massive car bombing in Beirut earlier this year. Another deadline is passed for Iraqi lawmakers trying to come up with a draft constitution. Differences must be resolved before the document can be taken to voters this fall. Home diva Martha Stewart is just a week away from freedom. Mary Snow reports investors can hardly wait.
Investors were certainly enthusiastic about what she had to say today. The stock in her company really rallied today. Now, in terms of some of the TV critics, one I spoke with today pretty much is giving the shows, from what he's seen, good reviews. How these are going to pan out, though, over the next couple of months is really, you know, anybody's guess.
Stewart is on extended house arrest until August 31st. This is news from CNN Radio. Award-winning cyclist Lance Armstrong says he's been set up. He tells CNN's Larry King Live that its test samples from 1999 tested positive for performance enhancers.
My performance never changed. 99 was fast. 2000 was actually faster. 2001 was even faster. Well, if you have such an advantage in 99 with this drug called EPO, and they took it away from you in 2000, 2001, why are you still going fast?
Armstrong says he doesn't trust the French lab that did the testing. Bo Bice is reportedly out of the hospital. The American Idol runner-up will be off tour while he recovers from intestinal surgery. The update on Bice comes from his minister. It's a girl, or a female of the species. The San Diego Zoo has announced the birth of a giant panda cub. The birth happened 3 weeks ago, and the new panda has been busy eating and sleeping. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
You'd be a great double agent. I mean, no one would suspect you.
Right.
Comedian by day, espionage by night.
That's a sitcom. I'm going to pitch it.
I think you should. Dun, 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 dun,
and
dun,
we dun, have.
have a lot of foreign sources on.
Like, would you do some handoffs of briefcases underneath the desk here?
Yes. The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Always correct, but never right. It's time for Mike Malloy to step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Those horns actually cleanse my soul.
Well, you don't have a soul.
You say you don't believe in it. I said I don't believe in religion. I hate them all. Diane in Spring Valley, New York writes, Mike, I wish Andy Devine could just reach down from heaven and pluck Pat Robertson's magic twanger.
Hiya, kids. Hiya, hiya.
Brendan writes in, hi, Mike, it's time to change the name of his show to the 666 Club. And Reg from rawstory.com writes, Mike, wasn't it amazing that Rumsfeld responded to a press conference question today about the Robertson statement by saying it's illegal to kill the legitimate head of a sovereign state? Wasn't that what we just tried to do in Iraq? Didn't we target Saddam and try to kill him in his home? Not a single follow-up question came from the press, not a word. I came this close, Reg writes, to taking a bat to the TV set. This close. It's time for the little men in the white coats to come and get us. There is no sanity left. Yeah, I hear you, Reg. I hear you. All right, Bush. I want to do Bush. Kathy, can we do Bush now? All right, here we go. This is Bush. He was at the Tamarack Resort in Donnelly, Idaho, and he was discussing Iraq with the press pool. Now, before he talked tough about Cindy Sheehan and others opposed to his deadly, illegal, psychopathic, God-inspired war, he took a second to revisit the absurd comparison between this useless puppet Iraqi government that's going to wind up being an Islamic Republic. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that's what our boys have died for. We want another Iran, another Syria, another Egypt, another Saudi Arabia, and by Christ we'll have it. Isn't this sick? Anyway, he took a second to revisit that absurd comparison between the puppet Iraqi government and the founding fathers of this nation, who, standing on racism and genocide, they were still able to write our Constitution. And I just got to ask, how many times can Bush say the word work? Work. Maybe he's obsessed with it since he does so little of it himself. Where was he today? Oh, that's right, the Tamarack Resort in Donnelly, Idaho. Work, work, work.
The Iraqi people are working hard to reach a consensus on their constitution. It's an amazing process to work. As Americans watch the constitutional process unfold, as we watch people work to achieve compromise and unity, you've got to remember our own history. We had a little trouble at our own conventions writing the Constitution. And it took a lot of work and a lot of interests and the willingness of people to to work for the common good.
We had trouble at our own conventions writing a constitution, he said. Yeah, that's right. Thankfully, though, the framers took out the part where women could still be stoned to death for leaving their homes and 9-year-old girls could be forced into marriage. That was a close call. Whew. Wow, yeah. You know, Jefferson wanted that. Jefferson had a thing about screwing his slaves, and he wanted that thing in there about 9-year-old girls, I guess. Could be forced into marriage, and women could be stoned. You know, you bury them up to their heads, and then, well, you know the drill. On the peace people he's hiding from. On the pro-peace demonstrators that he flees from, he hides from. Reporter says, Mr. President, we know you met with Cindy Sheehan a year ago, but she says a lot has changed since then. She has more to say to you. And even some Republicans have said that you should meet with her. Why not do that, Your Honor, when you get back to the ranch?
Appreciate her right to protest. I understand her anguish.
Like hell you do.
I met with a lot of families. She doesn't represent the view of a lot of the families I have met with. There's a lot of people protesting. And there's a lot of points of view about the Iraq War. As you know, in Crawford last weekend, there was people from both sides of the issue, or from all sides of the issue, there to express their opinions. I sent Deputy Chief of Staff Hagan and National Security Advisor Hadley to meet with Ms. Sheehan early on. She expressed her opinion. I disagree with it. I think immediate withdrawal from Iraq would be a mistake. I think those who advocate immediate withdrawal or from not only Iraq but the Middle East are advocating a policy that would weaken the United States.
What? As you know, in Crawford last weekend, there were people from both sides of the issue. Yeah, there were 9 freepers there to support the death and chaos. And there's a couple of busloads coming with a couple of white, right-wing, psychopathic talk show hosts from California. They're all pro-death, pro-blood, pro-blown-up babies. They are sick bastards. They should be raptured. What do you say here? I sent Deputy Chief of Staff Hagan and National Security Advisor, Hadley, to meet with Ms. Sheehan early on. And what? You were going to send some other PMs, but it was too hot out there and stuff, right? She expressed her opinion. I disagree that. I think immediate withdrawal from Iraq would be a mistake. Cindy Sheehan never advocated immediate withdrawal. She asked what noble cause her son died for, you sorry excuse of a president, because you're the one that said that the men and women you have sent, American men and women you have sent to their deaths, died for a noble cause. What is it, George? What's the noble cause? Huh? What's the noble cause? Establishing an Islamic Republic in Iraq? That's a noble cause? It might be a noble cause for Islamists. Is it a noble cause for American reservists and National Guardsmen and women? Is that a noble cause? Hi, come here. I want you to go die in the Middle East so that Iraq can have an Islamic Republic. That's what we're going to die for! This whole jokey crap about establishing democracy in the Middle East. No, it's to establish 14 U.S. military bases in the Middle East. The Bush crime family doesn't give a damn what sort of government. It can be a federation of 3 broken, bleeding states in Iraq. It can be an Islamic Republic. It can be a dictatorship. It can be a military, a totalitarian state. It can be anything. They don't care as long as they own it. As long as the Bush crime family owns it, it can be a troop of puppet stunts and dancing around on the ends of strings, singing the French national anthem. They don't care what the hell it is. As long as they can control it. As long as the 14 military bases. What is this I read today? One of the military bases there, the main one in Iraq, is going to be bigger in land size than Tacoma, Washington. What did I hear today? Another 2 battalions Up to 2,000-3,000 more troops are going to be sent to Iraq. Did you hear that today? Huh? More blood and gore and death and destruction. In the meantime, Pat Robertson, this great Christian, dances around on the end of his string talking about assassinating Hugo Chavez. I'm sick of this. I am so sick of this. Everywhere you turn, the oil companies in this country just gouging and ripping and tearing to pieces the American consumer. Religion absolutely in several toilets, public urinals, and Bush. Good God.
It is clear. You best hope your atom bombs are better than the sword at the time when your reckoning is here. Because I don't think Jesus would send gunships into Bethlehem or jets to raise the towns of Timorese. I don't think Jesus would lend money to dictators or drive those SUVs. And I don't think Jesus would ever have dropped a single ounce of napalm. So tell me, who would Jesus love?
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Fighting Bob Fest is September 10th. If you can't make it, listen live on the Mike 92.1.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
The summer's ending, and then there's September. Back to school, and for the anti-war movement, back to Washington. We'll hear from Joan Baez and others at Camp Casey in Crawford, and we'll get the latest on the lawsuit British Gold Star parents are bringing against their government. Then a professor goes undercover and spends a year as a college freshman. She'll tell us what she discovered, and we'll get the lowdown on the plans for D.C. protests in September. It's not too late to mark your calendar.
Laura Flanders, Saturday and Sunday nights at 6 on the Mike 92.1.
There's only one thing more destructive than a typical male right-wing pundit. A typical female right-wing pundit. So Ring of Fire salutes the dedicated women who succeeded in the male-dominated field of mean-spirited commentary on today's Triumph of the Shrill. This week, Ann Coulter. The woman so powerful that she single-handedly destroyed Paula Jones. Coulter grew up in Connecticut, where she became popular with her school chums through her infectious sense of humor.
Mommy says you're going to hell. Now give me your lunch money. Stop crying! Can't you take a joke?
It only got better from there. She became a lawyer, then a commentator. Suddenly, liberals hated her. How could that be, when all she ever wanted to do was bring America together?
Liberals hate America. They hate flag wavers. They hate abortion opponents. They hate all religions except Islam post 9/11. Even Islamic terrorists don't hate America like liberals do. Hey, I'm funny. Just like Dave Barry, right?
Then she joined Paula Jones' case against President Bill Clinton. One lawyer said Jones didn't have a case and should take a settlement, but Coulter made sure she didn't.
We were terrified that Jones would settle. It was contrary to our purpose of bringing down the president.
$700,000 in legal bills later, a judge told Jones...
You don't have a case. You should take a settlement.
Jones went broke. Coulter made a small fortune writing a book about it and called Jones... What were Coulter's exact words again?
Trailer park trash.
That's it. Now, after making a career out of trying to bring down a president, she accuses liberals of trying to bring down another president.
It would be a much better country if women did not vote. I'm all for public flogging. Republicans don't have any money. You're all traitors. Why isn't anybody looking at me? I'm funny. Look over here.
Yes, Ann Coulter has helped invent a new kind of national dialogue. The kind of dialogue in which we're not actually talking to each other. For that, Ann Coulter is today's triumph of the shrill.
Stupid, infinity times stupid. Shut up!
Peach George Bush, ASAP. Get all your info on the mic.
The mic, 92.1.
The man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Don't mean a thing, just lock your doors and drive around. One more murder in this town.
It's about 22 past the hour. Let me share this with you. Who wrote this? Justin. In Guilford, Connecticut, just wrote this in, Mike. Why is Pat Robertson targeting Hugo Chavez? This seems so out of left field until you remember two things. One, Hugo Chavez does not allow foreign ownership or privatization of Venezuelan oil. To the Bush Exxon crime syndicate, this is the cardinal sin for any foreign leader and automatically buys you a ticket for CIA efforts to topple you, and failing that, an invasion accompanied by lies to the American people about how you are a threat to our security. Though Chavez was democratically elected and is no threat to our country at all, his economic policy is an obstacle to profits for the corporations that really run the United States. Therefore, Chavez, has been on a collision course with the Bush crime family for a while now. I'm surprised that lies about him haven't come out sooner, but I didn't expect him to come from the religious right. This seems odd until you remember, too, the religious right is in bed with the corporatists. And together they comprise the two pillars of today's Republican Party. They need each other. The religious right supplies the necessary votes to get Republican politicians elected, who can then enact the corporate agenda and as payback the Christian right agenda. It's a system that works because usually their agendas are not mutually exclusive. Now, put these two facts together, Justin writes, and I think it is not preposterous to suggest that Roberts was fed this line by the corporatist half of the party. As part of the coalition between the religious right and the corporations, he's doing the bidding of the corporatists, building up hatred against Chavez among the American people, so the politicians can get away with going after him, so that ultimately the corporations can come in and buy the oil fields and energy infrastructure and water and make profits. That's the bottom line, as always. I think, Justin concludes, Robert's comment is evidence that these two groups are working together more closely than any of us had previously appreciated. Robertson's comments were designed to grab headlines and put Hugo Chavez, bad man, into people's minds. Already some pundits are saying,
well, you know, Robertson is wrong to call for assassination, but he's right that Chavez is bad.
What do you think of my theory?
Well, Justin, I think your theory is great.
I think it's a good theory.
I think, obviously, if they were so interested in toppling dictators, they'd look over at Kim Jong crazy for assassination.
No oil.
For the oil. Exactly. I mean, you know, he's just dancing around saying, no oil, only nuclear weapons, yay! Thank Buddha.
Buddha?
I don't know, I'm not Korean. In case you couldn't tell.
Buddha? Now watch. Now you're going to get emails. Now you're going to get them. No, Kim Jong crazy, Kim Il crazy, whatever the hell his name is. No, he's not a Buddhist, Kathy. He's an atheist like me.
but you don't have any nukes, as far as I know.
David in Caledonia, Minnesota wrote, I have to admit I was actually shocked when you informed us last night of Pat Robertson's outrageous call for the assassination of Hugo Chavez. As I read the account of his words online this morning, I became very angry. I then remembered that Robertson's vile broadcast appears daily on my cable signal, a signal that I pay hundreds of dollars for every year. I called the cable company. I found out that I could not have the 700 Club deleted from my package signal. However, I did find out that my cable company will remove a channel if enough of its customers request removal. I immediately placed my formal request that Trinity Broadcast Network, the network that carries Robertson 700 Club, be removed. I will encourage others that have cable in my area to do the same. Well, I didn't know that. Robertson, according to Media Matters for America, Robertson is not the first to make a comment of this sort. Media Matters has documented several other instances of conservative media figures advocating or musing about the execution of people with whom they disagree. This pig Bill O'Reilly on Fox News said that the Los Angeles Times editorial board wouldn't understand his objection to legal representation for detainees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, until terrorists kill editorial page editor Michael Kinsley. Sick falufa using freak. Clear Channel radio host Glenn Beck said he was thinking about killing Michael Moore. And he pondered whether, quote, I could kill him myself or if I would need to hire somebody to do it, end quote. Syndicated columnist Ann Coulter argued that the national debate during the Monica Lewinsky controversy should not have focused on whether President Bill Clinton did it, but rather, quote, whether to impeach or assassinate him, end quote.
Oh, but Mike, when you talk against Christians, you know, you're just injecting so much hate into the dialogue. We've got to be better than them, Mike. You can't do that. You know? And that terrible anti-Semitic screed you went off on last night about the settlers, I don't know about you, Mike. You don't like Christians, you don't like Jews, you don't like Muslims, you don't like Hindus. Who in the hell do you like, Mike? Huh?
I'm a driver, I'm a winner. Things are gonna change, I can feel it.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Support the troops, not the liars. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Hank Montenegro of Morganville, New Jersey wrote, Dear Mr. Oreck, ever since we purchased your 8-pound Oreck XL vacuum, my wife has been in heaven. Recently, she panicked, believing she'd broken the vacuum. I contacted your customer service department, and after a few questions, I was sent a replacement part at no charge. The machine is as good as new. Try my 8-pound Oreck XL risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200.
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E. A powerful antioxidant, it helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Hi, I'm David Murasu. For every season, there's a perfect wine. This summer, it's our smooth and vibrant Murasu Pinot Noir. More than 150 years ago, the Murasu family was the first to plant Pinot Noir in California. This year, our delicate vintage is great with grilled salmon and fresh summer produce. I'm David Murasu, and I want our Pinot Noir to make your summer even brighter. Murasu, life is good under the sun.
Murasu Vineyards, Hillsborough, California.
Progressive Sound Off with Morning Sedition here on the Mike 92.1.
Gold Star mother Karen Meredith, who joins us live from Crawford. What has it been like for you this week at KFKC?
The outpouring of affection and respect and love that everybody has given. It's kind of hard to explain unless you're here, because it sounds so new agey and, oh, what are they doing? In fact, last night somebody was walking around blowing bubbles, and I went, oh, please, people were really weird if we do that.
Yeah. You know, we now see President Bush for the third day in a row essentially speaking indirectly to Cindy Sheehan, saying essentially the same thing he has been saying, which is that to withdraw troops from Iraq, as she requests, would embolden terrorists and endanger U.S. national security. Do you think the fact that he keeps saying it over and over again means that people are going to start believing it?
No. Did we believe Baghdad Bob when the American forces were invading Baghdad and he said they were nowhere near? You know, Bush just keeps saying it and wants people to believe it, but more and more people are looking at the numbers and saying, it doesn't add up what you're saying. And by the way, the number is 1,873 today.
1,873.
Yesterday afternoon, Bush and Cindy Sheehan both returned to Crawford. What was that like? How has that changed the feeling at the camp in the past 12 to 15 hours?
The one big thing has changed is our friends who sit on the other side of the street, literally, have really brought out their big guns this weekend. And where we have the 500 crosses that go down the long rural road, they have lined it, and it just looks obscene. And it's just the contrast between those Bush political signs versus the crosses that are across the road. It's an interesting perspective.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
So, you know, when the right-wingers scream those talking points, aren't they off better now? Are they better off now?
No.
Are they better off now? Women folk, not so much.
Women ought to be treated equally in the Iraqi society.
He's giving a laugh there, because even he knows that's a joke ain't going to happen.
I understand that we've officially lowered our expectations for Iraq.
Stephanie Miller, weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude. They crab in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God! I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't. Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already? Paid for by Swift Boat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow.
You've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful what those people do.
What's wrong with the right? What isn't? This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
When you turn your heart and your life over to Christ, when you accept Christ as a Savior, it changes your heart. It changes your life.
Who is that? Is that Bush?
That's the Giggling Killer.
Ron emailed in. He said, I found this story on CNN. It seems that President Chavez wants to help the poor in the United States with some of that oil Robertson wants to murder him for. And here it is, whether it's true or not. It's being reported by the Reuters news agency, picked up by CNN. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, popular with the poor at home, offered on Tuesday to help needy Americans with cheap supplies of gasoline. He said, "We want to sell gasoline and heating fuel directly to poor communities in the United States." Chavez did not say how Venezuela would go about providing gasoline to poor communities. Venezuelan state oil company PDVSA owns Citgo, which has 14,000 gas stations in the United States. The offer may sound attractive to Americans feeling pinched by soaring prices at the pump, but it's not going to sound attractive to the U.S. government, which sees Chavez as a left-wing troublemaker in Latin America. Well, of course he's a left-wing troublemaker. God bless him. I'm a left-wing troublemaker. Everybody should be a left-wing troublemaker to help offset the filth of the right-wing murderous thugs that operate this country, whether they're politics, business, or religion, right? Gasoline, it says here, is cheaper than mineral water in oil-producing Venezuela, where consumers can fill their tanks for less than $2. Average gas price has risen in the United States to $2.61 a gallon, yada, yada, yada. Chavez said Venezuela could supply gasoline to Americans at half the price they now pay if intermediaries who, quote, speculated and exploited consumers, end quote, were cut out. Well, we have people in this country who speculate and exploit consumers? We do? Oh, my God, I didn't know that. Jason in Seattle, this last one, then we're going to come into your calls. Jason in Seattle, the industrial engineer Jason, says, Mike, love your show. I'm considered a dangerous guy to my conservative buddies because I'm not only an ex-military, U.S. Navy person, unlike my buddies who wrapped themselves in the flag and never actually served. I'm also a Christian progressive. The Army recruiters should forget about the high schools. Instead, they should set up recruiting booths at the Bill Frist megachurches and the pro-war Bush rallies. I cannot see the Army having a problem recruiting from these two sources if all the right-wing religious zealots of this country are all for this war. Regards, Jason. Well, yeah, but they're for the war, Jason, as long as somebody like you goes and fights it. And when Bush says he understands Cindy Sheehan's pain, no, he doesn't. Not until one of his twins. Not until Barbara or Jenna is in an unprotected Humvee with body armor that doesn't work and has a hole blown through her chest about the size of a cantaloupe. At that point, George Bush might understand Cindy Sheehan's anguish. I don't know to what extent he gives a damn about anything. But when I hear someone talking with someone else who has experienced firsthand the worst tragedy a parent can experience, the death of a child, cancer, war, traffic accident, lightning bolt. It makes no difference. When your child dies and somebody comes up and says, I know what you're feeling, that is simply not true. And if George Bush wants to understand the depth of Cindy Sheehan's anguish, then George, send your daughters to Iraq. Okay? Send them to Iraq. Freedom's on the march over there. George, your girls will be fine. Put them in an infantry unit and send them to Iraq. And if one of them is blown to pieces, then perhaps then you can go talk to Cindy Sheehan. You think? Let's do some phone calls here before I get ill. Philip is calling from San Diego. Philip, welcome to the program.
Hiya, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
How you doing tonight?
All right, Philip, Philip, try back in, Philip. Call back in. Something was wrong with your phone. Steve is calling from Washington State. Steve, welcome to the program.
Hi, how's it going? It's an honor to be on the show. I'm a long-time listener, a first-time caller.
My pleasure.
And I just wanted to say thank you for the good work you're doing out there, kind of taking the fight to the chicken hawks when it has to be done. It's really refreshing to hear that, at least on the radio. I'm currently in graduate school, but before I went back to grad school, I was a on-the-numbers Army recruiter for the end of my time in the Army. And it really just was kind of a mind-blowing experience. And, you know, I just like to, you know, take any, you know, any comments you might have to solicit or questions you might have, I'd be more than happy to answer. But I just like to say that the numbers coming out of the Pentagon right now about how the Army, for example, made its recruiting mission for the past 2 months is complete BS.
Mm-hmm.
And that's important. The most important thing I can let you and the callers know is that, and the listeners know, is that there are really two numbers involved in recruiting, and the Pentagon is only telling you about one of them. And that's called the two numbers are called the GCM number, which is the general contract, the recruiting contract month, mm-hmm. And then the other number is the RSM, which is the recruiting shipping month. And the contract month is how many kids you can get to go down and raise the right hand and join the Army. The ship number is how many you can actually get on that bus or plane to go to basic training.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're being successful in getting those bodies, at least according to the numbers, to the training sites, they're not getting anyone to sign. And that's a big problem for next year with the delayed entry program. And the Marines, for example, have not made their contract mission in 7 months. But if you listen to the DOD press releases, they tell you that they've made their mission. But the only mission they've made is by giving kids bonuses to go early. And that way the pool is even further mm-hmm. depleted for 2006. So I don't know. I will testify that the Reserve and National Guard right now are pretty much at the personnel breaking point. And I just don't know when I hear people like the Chief of Staff of the Army, General Schoomaker, say that we can sustain this for 4 years. I don't know how. You know, I was just talking to a young soldier today. This man is he's been in the Army for less than 3 years, and he's gearing up for his third deployment, second time to Iraq and once already to Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't know how we can possibly sustain this.
As long as you're here, let me. And I appreciate you being here. Let me ask you a question. I'm of an age that I have lived in peacetime and wartime. Not during World War II, but I'm old enough to remember an awful lot of veterans who came back from that war. A couple of my uncles were veterans in that war. But I have seen so-called popular wars. I've seen unpopular wars. I also understand, although I never served in the military, I understand that a lot of young men, and now, of course, it's women, would join the military for the honor, for the tradition, and a sense of obligation to the country, a sense of doing something. What is now standing in the way of that sense, a multiplicity of senses there, that kids used to have? It's honorable. It's traditional. My uncles did it. My grandfather did it. I do want to join. Where has that gone?
Well, I probably touch on that on two points. And one, I actually have to give credit to my father. He's in his late 50s, and he was drafted back in 1969 out of grad school and kind of a reluctant soldier. But the thing he pointed out to me was, in conversing with the youth and even coming across recruiters on the subway in New York, is that people would still be willing to join. The question is that right now, I mean, you are completely subordinating your entire life to a 4-year enlistment in the Army. A new soldier coming in today at the lowest level rank or a new lieutenant coming out of the ROTC, these people can pretty well bank because of stop loss. They're going to do 3 tours overseas in that 4-year span.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty tall order to ask when nothing's being asked of the fellow citizens. In the past wars, it is absolutely essential to remember that in Vietnam, draftee or 2-year draftee or 3-year enlistee,
right,
unless you affirmatively volunteered to go back, you could never, ever, ever be sent back for a second tour. It
right.
could not happen. The only way you could go back to the Republic of Vietnam for a second tour or to stay there a second year was as if you affirmatively agreed to stay. I mean, people knew that once they completed those 365 days, they were on the Freedom Bird home, and it was finished. And I think the thing that people miss the most is the sea change in the Army. Before I left for recruiting duty, I was in the 10th Mounted Division up at Fort Drum, New York, the most deployed division in the Army. In the summer of 2001...
Steve, hold that thought,
sure,
all right?
Okay.
Summer 2001, we got a break. I'll come back to you right after the break. Stay with us. This is Air America.
Well, digesting, Reader's Digest, in the back of the dirty bookstore, a plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on the window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1. Progressive Talk for a progressive town.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gellin'. New and improved Dr. Scholl's Massaging Gel Insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Do you wish you could slow down the hands of time? You can do something about premature aging. Take Nature Made Vitamin E, a powerful antioxidant. It helps fight premature aging by protecting the cells in your heart, eyes, skin, brain, and immune system from potential damage caused by free radicals that occur naturally in your body. Maybe it's time you consider Nature Made Vitamin E. Look for Nature Made Vitamin E in the vitamin aisle and hold your health to the highest standard with Nature Made.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
The president has made a comment to Reuters that he has complete confidence in Karl Rove. These are the strongest words the president has come out with since this CIA leak investigation has been taking place with the Justice Department, probably because he knows he's not going to get indicted. They're in the clear on that. The president would have never spoken like that.
Straight talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maron. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone, and I just use him as a punching bag?
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms. Yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
Look, I'm sorry, man, but that it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Maron, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me he fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow. That'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again, kind of get the message, and just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
Massive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
Streaming at themike921.com.
End your day streaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 10 before the hour. We're talking with Steve, who called in from Washington State, former Army recruiting officer. Steve, pick it up. 2001, Fort Drum.
Okay, yeah, no, Fort Drum, New York, Light Infantry Battalion, you know, tip of the spear, most deployed unit in the Army. The biggest fear, the biggest possibility of a fear in the world situation of a deployment any of us had was a six-month peacekeeping mission to Kosovo or Bosnia.
Right.
I mean, that was it. And that six-month tour, God forbid if it happened, would have occurred once during the course of, say, a four-year term of service. And it, for people, you know, like Rumsfeld, and for a lot of the talking heads and pundits, and General Rochelle, you know, the liar-in-chief of the recruiting command, it's just not true. It's just not true. People did not expect this when they signed up. And currently in 2005 in Iraq, you have, in August, stop-loss soldiers who enlisted months, in some cases as much as a year before 9/11, who are now being kept almost a year past the term of service that they initially volunteered for.
What is that doing to morale, which is one of the essentials in a military unit? What is that doing to morale?
Well, I think it's manifesting itself in a number of ways. You know, first and foremost, you know, the some of the numbers the Pentagon has come clean about has been the alarming increase in the what they call captain attrition, which is officers which are the rank of myself when I finished my time, who have, you know, between 3.5 and about 9 years in the Army. Mm-hmm. That number has spiked precipitously and has gone up despite stop loss.
Now, you're talking about, I don't mean to say junior grade officers.
No,
but,
junior officers, yeah, absolutely, junior officers.
Right, but officers who say to hell with this and bail out as soon as they can.
Correct. That's one manifestation that is taking place.
Right.
The other interesting thing to note, and gosh, this is another bit of spin, is the retention numbers.
Right.
That's probably another thing to keep in mind as well. You know, they've been added about how retention and reenlistment are so high. What they don't tell you is, yes, they are so high and they are exceeding goals as a percentage. However, in the aggregate, they're not. What they've done continuously over the past several years is they have diminished the net number, the actual target. For example, say in 2001, these are fake numbers, but say it was 10,000. Mm-hmm. In 2002, they adjusted the goal downwards to 8,000, and then say the year after to 6,500.
Right.
That way, you know, in anticipation of not meeting their targets, it's looking as if they are. Because if you notice, all the press releases talk about is a percentage of goal. They're not talking about the raw number, because anyone could do a simple Google search, mm-hmm. or go back to issues of the Army Times or past press releases and you know, pretty much nail them on the truth.
We have a couple of minutes left in this segment, and Steve, thanks for calling. I want to ask you one more thing. Are we moving toward, is this country moving toward, is Rumsfeld moving us toward a mercenary army, a paid private contractors, you know, an Halliburton type thing, a Kellogg Brown and Root type thing, a Carlyle Group type thing, where we have actual paid, at least in the administration of military operations. Are we moving towards that?
Well, it's funny you mention that, because I'm you know, I'm actually just a couple of weeks ago I had a very interesting discussion with a Fulbright colonel who has probably about 30 years in the Army, and we were kind of talking about this same point. Now we disagree maybe on a lot of political issues, but kind of the consensus we came to is, yes, this privatization is happening, but I don't think it's sustainable in the long term. And here's why. So much of this outsourcing, whether for personal security services for Bremer and the people over working, you know, that used to work for Negroponte and people right. like that, those are former Special Forces folks. But a lot of the logistical piece, the administrative piece, these are retired or former soldiers. And what we've done is we have privatized and outsourced so many of these skills, there is no future generation of soldiers to leave the Army with these skills and then fill these contracting positions. I think what you're kind of seeing here in a lot of this is kind of the golden era of this contracting, because the guys we have now who are retirees or former military, we're not just producing them in a sufficient number in the military anymore. And I think we're going to run into some real trouble in the next 20 years.
Last thing, and this is going to take a quick answer if
no.
you can do it. There is an irresistible force heading right for an immovable object, and that is, without a draft, it's impossible to sustain the objectives of certainly this administration where it concerns global control or global empire. So do you foresee a draft, at least an attempt, to bring back a so-called universal military service?
Well, I think that will happen. I think I personally agree with that myself, just because just by doing some simple sociological readings, in 1973 we had an Army officer corps that was 50-50 Democrat Republican. Today, according to the Wall Street Journal, it's 8-1.
Right.
You know, and this is unsustainable. Just to quickly.
And that's Republican at the 8.
Correct. Right. And that's just very dangerous for the democracy for sure. I think the other thing that's happening, no, I think the wheels are in motion. I would say probably within the next 12 to 18 months, out of necessity, you will see some movement towards a special skills draft with healthcare professionals. We've pretty much reached the bottom of the barrel and then some on trying to, you know, procure enough physicians, nurses to sustain what we're doing. I don't know if you're aware of this. Things are so acute on the Army side. We have deployed an Air Force expeditionary hospital to Iraq. These are people that in no way, shape, or form ever imagined in a million years that as Air Force nurses and doctors they
right.
would be spending a year in the desert dealing with combat casualties. There is one interesting thing I have personally seen, though, and this is kind of like on more of a you know, less
All right, wait, we have 30 seconds, Steve.
Okay, less public website. Well, out of nowhere, on the Army Reserve personnel page, 47 new Selective Service Reserve positions have popped out of nowhere in the past couple of months.
Wow.
And I think that's, they weren't there 2 months ago. And both myself and a colonel I work with were kind of scratching our heads, you know, wondering what that bodes for the future. I don't know.
Steve, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thanks for checking in. I hope we hear from you again. Take care, okay?
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
All right, sir.
Of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. When you call 1-800-989-4200, you get a real person within seconds, not a 5-minute menu of buttons to push. Here's another old-fashioned idea. My 8-pound Orrick XL vacuums are built to last long after you've thrown the other brands away. Call 1-800-989-4200. I'll send you one to try risk-free for 30 days. Of course, if you'd rather talk to a machine, you can always call someone else.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning, totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, is almost 1 year old. Thanks for listening, and thanks to the sponsors who helped bring us Mark and Mark, Al and Catherine, Randy, and the rest to Madison since the very beginning.
Dr. Sandra Oikster and Dr. Richard Levine of Independent Psychology Alliance thank 92.1 The Mic for providing hope by breaking the silence and speaking out for all of us who know our country is in serious trouble.
This is The Mic 92.1.
This is Phyllis Hasbrook, and I'm on The Mic.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Okay, so you've been hearing a lot about the environment and greenhouse gases, and you're conflicted because you know it's important, but what can you do? The EPA urges you to be part of the solution with Energy Star. The fact is, your home can cause twice the greenhouse gases of your car. It's true. But by using an Energy Star qualified programmable thermostat, you're taking an important first step to heat and cool your home more efficiently, and that helps the environment. Discover more steps you can take to reduce air pollution from your home and car at EnergyStar.gov, and you'll feel good knowing you're making a difference.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. More than a million customers are without electricity in southern Florida as Hurricane Katrina passes over. Colin McAtee with the National Hurricane Center says the storm will soon be in the Gulf of Mexico.
We have noticed a sort of a dip towards the south. And, of course, one effect of that is that the peninsula is really quite narrow at this point, so Katrina is going to be getting back out over the waters of the Gulf.
More on Katrina from our John Zarella in Delray Beach, Florida.
The folks in southern Palm Beach County, northern Broward County, fully expected to take the brunt of this storm. And, in fact, there's power out all over this particular area. But at the last minute before making landfall, Katrina wobbled a little bit to the south. And much of the worst of the weather is actually going over the northern Dade County area, bringing with it down power lines and trees. So more serious damage going on further south. John Zarella, CNN Radio in Delray Beach.
Two deaths have been attributed to the storm. Seven-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong wonders why the other samples taken from him in 1999 are not showing positive for the performance-enhancing drug EPO.
I gave 17 samples in 1999. So they say six of them were positive. We're not really sure what happened to the other 11, why they weren't positive.
Armstrong tells CNN's Larry King Live he doesn't trust the French lab that did the testing. At least 16 people have died in an apartment fire in Paris, France. Jim Bitterman has more.
This building was used by a lot of immigrants who've come to France. There may have been some children among the casualties. All of it brought to mind one of the deadliest fires that we've had here in years, and that was one back in April in which 22 people were killed, a number of them children. That was in a hotel fire.
The fire broke out early Friday morning. This is CNN Radio News.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, note this toll-free number, 800-879-4040. You're invited to telephone Vantage Press, a leading New York subsidy book publisher, for a free illustrated brochure. Just call this toll-free 800 number, 879-4040. This brochure explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. The number is 800-879-4040. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized, or controversial, this 32-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt subsidy publication. To get your copy, dial 800, then 879-4040. The phone call is free. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Dial 800, then 879-4040. That's 879-4040.
More base closings in the nation's capital. Our Sean Hall has the latest on the votes Thursday by the Base Closing Commission.
The 9-member panel already voted to close historic Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Now it's voted to realign Medical Command headquarters spread out over many buildings in and around D.C.
Close the Potomac Annex in the District of Columbia. Realign Bowling Air Force Base, District of Columbia. Realign Skyline Lee Space in Falls Church, Virginia.
BRAC member retired General Sue Turner making those recommendations, including proposing a new central medical command facility. Sean Hall, CNN Radio, Washington.
Floods in Mexico have killed five people. Officials say five others are missing. Republican lawmakers in California want to stem the tide of illegal immigrants by giving the governor emergency powers to take action. New Mexico and Arizona have already declared a state of emergency. This is news from CNN Radio. Rolling blackouts in Southern California, and it's all because of a key power line malfunctioning in Oregon. Half a million customers in the Los Angeles area are having trouble staying cool. The U.S. Defense Department computer under attack from websites in mainland China. Michael Wessel is with the U.S.-China Economic and Security Review Commission.
These are highly proficient hackers. They know what they're doing. There seems to be some direction in terms of how they're operating, and ultimately this can be a major threat to our military capabilities.
The Washington Post reports no classified systems have been compromised so far. Another Walmart shooting, this time in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Police confirm that one person is dead. Witnesses say they saw a man stabbing a woman inside the store when another man shot him, sending people running. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
If something is being portrayed as negative, it is for a reason. The right, who has this weird manufactured non-reality that they built by exploiting people's fears, exploiting people's core values through cultural warfare, they've got millions of people believing that the truth is spin.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Step up to the mic on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Online at themic921.com.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Ability to take him out, and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability. We don't need another $200 billion war to get rid of one, strong-armed dictator. It's a whole lot easier to have some of the covert operatives do the job and then get it over with.
You are going to burn in hell, Mr. Robertson. You really are. Who would Jesus execute, right? Do you know, here's if I were Pat Robertson, I don't know, man. I mean, that's pretty. I realize that he doesn't go to the toilet without armed guards around him. He doesn't dare. But, you know, you threaten the life of someone who has been to, Chavez was threatened by the Bush crime family and he survived it. You know, they tried to overthrow and execute him. When was it? A year ago? 2 years ago? Remember that little move? Huh? Remember that? That U.S. aircraft carrier, and it was aircraft carrier or was it military, I don't know what the hell it was, standing offshore off the coast of Venezuela? Remember? So, Hugo Chavez has, he hangs out with Castro, man. He's able to stymie the Bush crime family, dude. I think Robertson better watch out. Robertson, you better be careful. What if Mr. Chavez says the same thing about you, only acts on it? What if he sends a team to Tidewater, Virginia to, kill you? Such a thing happens. This Pat Robertson, a pissant. I mean, this guy is just unnerving. This is a man who charters a C-130 to go to, was it Nigeria? allegedly on a mission to deliver food and medicines to people who desperately need in that country. And what the pig actually was doing, it was a cover for him to get over there and get into those diamond mines and bring back the filthy lucre that he so obviously loves to roll around in. What a poisonous, poisonous thing that has happened to Christianity. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm not talking about the sermons, the four or five sermons that Jesus gave. Were there that many? Three? Four? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the Ianity added onto his name. It's sick. It's perverse. It's a murderous, murderous religion. Always has been, always will be. It destroys societies, civilizations, indigenous peoples. It butchers in the name of God. It kills, it strings up, executes, beheads. And they talk about Islam? I think it's a safe bet to say that in the name of Christ, more people have been butchered on this planet in the past 20 centuries than in the name of any other ideology, religious, political, economic, social, spiritual, extraterrestrial, that more societies, peoples, civilizations, populations have been butchered, eliminated, murdered, killed, eviscerated, beheaded, blown to bits, pieces, children, old ladies, dogs, cats. It doesn't make any difference. By so-called Christians, than any other group. So, you know, you people are emailing me and very pissed off at me tonight about my anti-Christian rant. All I can say to you is go to hell. How's that? Just very, very, very simply, go to hell. The Christian religion, as it is, as it has been, formulated and propagated and propounded and drilled down people's throats for the past 2,000 years, has been an abomination. And has had nothing to do with the teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Zero. And if you're a member of a mega church, shame on you. Shame on you! Wallowing around in your luxury, excess, you're disgusting. Now, Jesus would probably come up to you and say, look, there's a better way to do this. I say, go to hell. Just vile. It's just so bad. It's just so rotten and bad. I'm getting emails tonight, people saying, you know, don't talk about Christianity like that. And again, my answer to you is go to hell. I will talk about this ugliness any way I see that I choose to do it. Until such time as Air America says you're out of here. Trust me on that one. So your emails are worthless in that regard. Absolutely useless. All right. Billy is calling in from our affiliate in Phoenix, Arizona, KXXT. They're a man in Crawford down there. Hey, Billy, welcome to the program. Are you calling from Crawford, Texas again?
Actually, I'm back in Phoenix now. I just got back yesterday, last night.
All right. Well, what kind of an update have you got for us?
Well, we had a really upset... Well, first, we had a great weekend. Steve Earle performed on Saturday and Joan Baez on Sunday. But on Monday morning, we were reading through the headlines, and on CNN, they reported that there were only a dozen anti-war supporters out there. And to clarify, there were 166 dozen, or 2,000 people, on Sunday alone.
You're talking about pro-peace people.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I've decided? You know what I've decided, Billy? I just can't stand the term anti-war anymore. I've got to use the term pro-peace.
The pro-peace?
Pro-peace, yeah.
Pro-peace,
you got to stand for something. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
and I think all of us who understand what this pig has done, this Bush crime family has done, understand that it's not a question of being anti-war. It's a question of being pro-peace. So, no correction. I mean, you use whatever language you want, but to me, it's pro-peace. Okay?
No, I like that. I'm going to start using that myself.
Yeah. All right, good. Pass it on.
We'll do that. As a matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll add that to our audio blog that we've got set up. We actually have a person that's there on site that's going to be calling in daily to give us the updates, so that way we can always get the truth, since we're not getting it from anyplace else.
That's the truth. And, well, so tell me, what's the attitude down there? There's another caravan of these pasty-faced white people coming down there wanting more death and destruction, as long as it's not their kids, or any more of their kids in Iraq, right?
That's correct. And the people at Camp Casey are going to welcome them with open arms, because with them they bring the press.
Uh-huh.
And with that helps get the word out. And hopefully they can save some more lives.
Well, that's a good idea. I wish I were that elevated. I've said that before many times on this program. I got a bunch of emails when it became apparent that Cindy Sheehan was going to make her stand in Crawford, Texas. A lot of emails said, Mike, you got to go down there. And my response was, no way in hell. What we need down there are people like Cindy Sheehan, like the Veterans for Peace, like the Gold Star Mothers for Peace. People who have a compassion and understanding and the ability to embrace all this negativity and just let it, neutralize it. And probably people like you. If I were to go down there, the first one of these rat bastards that came up to me and started to mock what I was doing, I would tend to leap on them and, try to rip their head off. So it's a good thing that I just don't do that. I'm not capable of that sort of centeredness. You understand what I'm saying, Billy?
I do. And to be honest, I didn't think I could ever feel this way. And I went down there because Cindy couldn't be because of her situation.
Hey, you want to hold on a second?
Sure.
All right, hold on a second. I got to do a commercial here. Hold on. You know how that goes. Just stay there. We'll come back and talk with Billy from KXXT, one of the producers for that radio station, who was in Crawford for giving reports. I've heard him on Randy Rhoads' show, I believe. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Tough questions, progressive answers. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
The Al Franken Show.
Hi, this is Al Franken, host of The Al Franken Show on Air America Radio. Tune in to hear Slate's Fred Kaplan, show favorites Tom Oliphant and Joe Connison, our Oscar-sweeping game show Wait, Wait, Don't Lie to Me, plus Air America's own Rachel Maddow. It's a mega-stuffed, mega-great Friday special on The Next Franken.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did you, I,
How did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gas thing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, Future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everybody grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is, the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just busting your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can say.
Madison, you're on the mic.
We love listening to 92.1. We call it our radio station.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Found out I'm gay.
I come on to a friggin' zoo, but it don't get me uptight.
I made it very plain. We will not have an all-volunteer army. And yet this week, we will have an all-volunteer army.
My TV's broke. My life's a joke and a sheriff moved next door. But I don't frown, don't get me down. I got something good to say.
22 past the hour. Goldwax sent me an email. He says, since I can't make it to Crawford, I've taped a hand-printed sign in my car window that reads, Official Cam Casey Outpost. Perhaps you could pass this idea on to your audience. We're talking, speaking of Cam Casey, we're talking to Billy, who is with our affiliate KXXT in Phoenix and was their man in Crawford for a number of days. All right, where were we, Billy?
We were talking about the overall mood and attitude of the people there.
Yeah. I'm sure the... I'm sure the pro-peace folks, the folks who have established this beachhead this close to the enemy, I'm reasonably sure their attitude is good and positive, right?
Oh, yes. Did you hear about the tent that they're using?
I've seen pictures of it. It looks like a circus tent.
Well, it's the exact same tent that George Bush used for his fundraiser. It's the same chairs. It's the same tables.
That's the one with all the little peaks on it?
Yeah,
all right. It either looks like to me a circus tent or a revival tent, one of the two.
Right.
You know. Well,
a little bit of both, actually.
How did y'all get that?
They just raised enough money to do it. They raised enough money that they're going to have professional shuttle drivers coming for this weekend because they're expecting a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're expecting that Cindy will be back by then. And they're just ready to go. They're ready for the people. There was, like I said, over 2,000 people just on Sunday alone. Last I heard from the guest book at the Peace House, there were well over 8,000 to 9,000.
Wow. Billy, I haven't heard this question asked or answered. It may have been both. But what happens, end of August comes, which is, what, a week away. Bush has not emerged from his hidey hole and goes back to Washington. What happens to Camp Casey? What happens to Cindy Sheehan's protests and all the folks who are there to support her?
I can tell you that they are planning a Camp Casey reunion in D.C.
Uh-huh.
So they are planning on moving. I've heard them getting everything ready. These people are organized, ready to stick it out.
Is this an exclusive that you just told me here? Is this breaking news, as they say on CNN? The Camp Casey thing is going to move to D.C.?
I'm not sure if it's breaking. We've heard about it since Sunday, so.
Oh well, never mind. I'm so out of the loop. I'm just.
Well, that's why I called you.
Well, thank you. Because I am. I'm not the most informed person around these issues. What is the latest on Cindy Sheehan's mom?
The last I heard, and this was as of Sunday around 10:30, that the right side of her body was affected by the stroke, but it was responding to physical therapy, and that she was going to be returning as soon as possible.
Cindy would be. And what about Mom? Is she going to stay in a rehabilitation situation, or is she going home, or do you know?
That I don't know. I know they moved her out of the intensive care unit.
Well, that's good. That's good. And so you all are expecting Cindy back there within a day or two?
That's what I'm hearing. No solid date.
Mm-hmm. What do the people in Phoenix make of all this?
You know, it was surprising. We had the candlelight vigil on that Wednesday, and I didn't get to go there, but some of my coworkers went, and they said that there were over 1,000 people there, which to me is amazing for Phoenix because we're Republican here, although we don't like to admit that.
Right.
But there was quite the turnout. It actually made the front page of the Arizona Republic.
Has any member of the congressional delegation from Arizona, Democrat or Republican, House or Senate, made any public statement about Cindy Sheehan's efforts?
Not that I've heard. Mm-hmm. Not that I've read. Not that I've seen.
How about the mayor of Salt Lake City the other day? Wasn't that something? Do you know what happened?
No, that I don't. I'm still trying to catch up on all the news for being out at the camp.
Right. Well, Bush went there to address the National Convention of Veterans of Foreign Wars, and the mayor of Salt Lake City, who's a Democrat, asked for the largest demonstration in the history of Salt Lake City to occur to offset Bush's presence, and he addressed the and I think there were several thousand, I believe, pro-peace demonstrators who gathered in a park not far from where Bush was speaking, and the mayor, what's his name, Kathy? Rocky Anderson? Is that his name? I think that's his name. He gave a speech and just ripped, has been ripping Bush a new body orifice. Now, when you have that going on in Salt Lake City and you have 1,000 people turn out in Phoenix, I think the handwriting's on the wall. What do you think, Billy?
I think so, too.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for calling. Stay in touch, especially if you go back. And it's been a pleasure to kind of meet you this way from KXXT.
Pleasure meeting you. Thank you for everything you do. People can also get the latest update at CrawfordOrBust.com, or they can go to 1010KXXT.com and access it from there.
1010KXT.com. Two X's. Thanks a lot, Billy. Take care. Quick break. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
You can beat us with wires. Chains. You can run out your rules, but you know you can't outrun a history train.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Madison's home for Air America. Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Spreading.
Billions and billions of dollars are waiting to be earned.
A conspiracy is growing.
Big pharmaceuticals right up there with the arms dealers.
And all of our lives are in the hands of two people.
There are millions of people that all need help.
Top critics are calling The Constant Gardener one of the best pictures of the year.
Chaos, cover-ups, unmarked graves.
Don't try and play detective.
Vanity Fair says it's smart, provocative, and genuinely tense.
They want you silenced.
Edge of your seat, electrifying entertainment, masterfully crafted. Raves the Washington Post.
These people, they kill anybody.
And Entertainment Weekly declares, finally, a thriller with brains. From the director of City of God, and based on the international bestseller by John le Carré, Ralph Fiennes, Rachel Weisz.
Get out!
The Con.
Constant Gardener.
Some very nasty things live under rocks, especially in foreign gardens.
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Starts Wednesday, August 31st.
When Joyce bought the newly designed Maytag Neptune, the largest capacity front load washer, her friend Nancy noticed right away.
It used to be hard to find time to catch up with Joyce. Now she calls me every day. She never forgets to pop by on her morning jog. Yesterday, she knocked at 5 a.m. Joyce is even happy to help me with chores. She walks my dog Skipper every night. Part of me thinks he likes her more than me, but that would be silly. Come here, Skipper. Skipper.
The less laundry you have to do, the more living you can do, thanks to the Maytag Neptune high-efficiency washer, which has the largest front-load capacity available. You can do more loads in less time. It even fits a king-size comforter and is energy-efficient, which saves money. There's less laundry, more life with Maytag. Depend on us. Now get a $100 gift card when you buy a Maytag Neptune washer and dryer. Offer ends 10-16-05. See Maytag.com for details.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1.
Blow them all away in the name of the Lord. That quote certainly sounds like the words of a suicide bomber or Islamic militant, but they're not. However, these are the words of a religious extremist and radical zealot. On CNN, the Reverend Jerry Falwell gave his recommendation for what to do in Iraq. Blow them all away in the name of the Lord. The religious right has claimed that they are the moral authority in this country, constantly citing God as their co-pilot. But where does Jesus teach us to blow them all away in the name of the Lord? Now another leader of the religious right is speaking on behalf of a higher power about what to do with anti-American sentiment. On his show, The 700 Club, Reverend Pat Robertson told his flock that the U.S. should assassinate the democratically elected president of Venezuela, Hugo Chavez. "We have the ability to take him out," Robertson preached, "and I think the time has come that we exercise that ability." You can't distance statements like this from the conservative Christian movement. Robertson is one of the founders of the religious right. 3 million Americans voted for him for president. This is not an isolated statement either. Robertson has also advocated for the execution of Kim Jong-il, Slobodan Milosevic, and Saddam Hussein. "As a Christian, I'm offended by the extremism and the perversion of the peaceful teachings of Jesus." Hysterical rhetoric from the religious right always sounds more like the unholy words of Anton LaVey than Jesus Christ. Zealots like Olympic Park bomber and pro-life murderer Eric Rudolph exposed the evil of Christian extremism. Since McVeigh bombed the Mura Federal Building in Oklahoma City in 95, the Southern Poverty Law Center has detailed 60 domestic terror plots from the American radical right. Conservative Christians and their leadership aren't too interested in the actual teachings of Jesus. After all, Jesus taught about the disparity of wealth in the eyes of God, but never mentioned homosexuality. Jerry Falwell initially blamed feminists, lesbians, and the ACLU for the attacks of September 11th, for good reason. "The truth is that we were attacked by and remain a target of religious extremists. Religious extremists like the leaders of our religious right. Jesus taught peace without exception, and any religious leader that would preach otherwise is working for the other side." I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm on the mic, 92.1.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1, went on the air in September of 2004. As we close out our first year, we'd like to thank you for listening and our charter advertisers for supporting Progressive Talk in Madison.
Hi, this is Chad with Berlow Mattress Factory Stores in Madison, with two locations at Todd Drive in the Beltline and East Washington Avenue. Everyone here at Berlow Mattress would like to congratulate 92.1 The Mic on their first year of success and many more to come.
Here's to another year on The Mic 92.1.
Hi, I'm Uncle Sam, and I want you to party! That's right, the U.S. military's looking for a few good dudes just to hang out, do jello shots, whatever!
I joined the U.S. Army. I'm like wasted, man.
You sure are. You know, a lot of people think soldiers have to go to Iraq and dodge suicide bombers. But don't worry, that won't be you. You're going to spend your time in the military winning free iPods and hanging out at Monster Truck Rally. We've got more than enough people to fight in Iraq. What we need are volunteers for the 181st Beer Bongadier! Do you have what it takes? I dare you to drink 5 straight shots with our Beer Bongadier vets! But first, I dare you to sign this recruitment form! Join the Army today! And get drunk!
Primal forces of nature.
and you will atone.
That's how I feel about it. But Randy, they're just being patriotic. Really?
Madison, you're on the mic.
The Al Franken Show is my favorite show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
I understand the anguish that some feel about the death that takes place. But I grieve for every death.
From those nads in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the field, but this ain't exactly real. Or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day. From the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
It's about 25 before the hour. Democracy is coming to Iraq, Leonard. What's this I read that Leonard Cohen got ripped off by some of his management team and he's essentially broke? He must be in his early 70s, isn't he, Kathy? He's been writing songs, writing poetry for 50 years.
I'm sorry, I was going to read that story, but I was up conjuring a demon late last night and practicing lesbianism.
Jeez, you just can't let go of that, can you, huh? That Pat Robertson stuff.
Hey, I'm a feminist, you know, which means I'm a lesbian sorcerer.
Yeah, or worse. But you're also supposed to want to kill our children or our child. That's what you're supposed to do. Kill your child.
I'm just going
to
indoctrinate her.
Kill your child. Become a witch and turn to lesbianism.
And then I can carry George Bush's snowflakes.
Okay, where are we? We are right here. Jerky, our correspondent at large, is checking in from somewhere out there in the ether. Hey, Jerky, how you doing?
Hi, Mike. Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm doing fine. I noticed here that you've been holding on for over 2 hours.
That's no problem. I had it on speakerphone.
Oh, great. Okay, so your ear's not all sweaty.
No, doing some work in the meantime.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I have an equation I use regarding this Pat Robertson thing, and I think it's pretty valid. Fundamentalist Christianity, the American brand of Christianity, mm-hmm. equals fundamentalist Islam plus fundamentalist consumerism.
That's good. I like that.
So, they're the same as, the only thing separating, Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell from the mullahs in Iran is the fact that he drives an armor-plated SUV or somebody drives an armor-plated SUV with him in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got nicer clothes, Brooks Brothers, Armani, whatever he wears, and the set on his TV show is really appealing to, a certain demographic.
I don't know how, I got an email reminding me that Robertson used to have a working relationship with Mobutu Sese Seko.
That's right. If
I'm saying that right. Was that Ghana? Was he the president of Ghana? The Congo?
Not Congo, but equatorial African nation. The whole blood diamonds thing.
Yeah, and the whole purpose of that relationship was to further enrich Pat Robertson. This guy is a real, real slimeball. I mean, he almost makes George Bush look like nothing less than nothing more than a failed businessman. And I guess that's because Robertson spouts Christianity. Robertson just wipes his feet on the face of Jesus every single day. He bites and chews on the cross. I mean, this guy is really, really, really a demon. If ever such a thing could exist, I don't believe in spooks and demons and cloud beings. But if such a thing could exist, Pat Robertson would definitely, definitely be a demon.
Well, it's strange that these people don't believe in evolution when you recognize the fact that Christianity itself is evolving right before our eyes into some kind of horrible mutated beast. There's a website, it's currently down, it's called forceministries.com.
I've seen that.
Yeah.
The Kill a Gook for Christ website. Isn't that something?
It's just It's scary. Military fetishism. It's a kind of weapon fetishism, total phallic obsession. You can see throughout the pages. It's like pray for our snipers and things like this.
Oh, it's unbelievable the melding of Christianity and death and murder and destruction. You can't make that stuff up, and that's a real website. I mean, those people are for real.
Personally, I have no problem with soldiers being religious. I don't think there's I think they always have been from the beginning. Not all of them, but I have no problem with religious soldiers. I have no problem with the military providing religious professionals to minister to the needs of these soldiers. But where I have a problem is when you have truly, nakedly fascistic, military fetishistic Christianity that would likely have driven Christ insane if he'd lived to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It would
for
just
sure.
have driven, maybe not driven him insane, but he would have, started bleeding from his eyeballs or something.
Or doubting his own divinity.
Yeah. Hey, I have a comment about, I don't know if you saw this story about the Pentagon being so desperate for fresh cannon fodder that they've had to change their advertising tactics, where now they're not targeting the young adults who would most likely enlist anymore. They're targeting the parents of even younger teens, trying to guilt them into getting their kids to sign up. Have you seen these? There's a story on Slate about it.
I have not seen that, but I have seen recruitment efforts that are taking place way off the radar screen in South American countries, where an offer of U.S. citizenship is being presented in the, I don't know what the South American word for ghetto is. I saw City of God, which is a stunning movie. But going into those poor sections of...
Shantytowns?
I guess the cities that are built over dumps and so on and so forth, and that's where Portuguese speaking or Spanish speaking recruiters are going. American recruiters are going in, offering just unbelievable wealth, $100 to people who will and citizenship of the United States to young 17, 18, 19-year-olds who will come and kill kill a gook for Christ. Or kill a gook for Bush or whoever we're killing now, and it's frightening. I don't like what's happening in the country, Cherokee. I don't like this. I wish there was something that I as an individual could do to stop it, and I know full well there's not, any more than there is anything you can do. Maybe, just maybe, if enough of us take to the streets September 24th in Washington D.C., it will get the attention of these crazed killers in D.C.
Words, Mike.
Yeah.
36%.
Well, I know that's what his numbers are, but these people are acting like such a thing is doesn't exist. So that's what I'm saying. If the numbers are that low, and I have no reason to doubt them, although I'm always a little bit suspicious of polling, but if the numbers are that low, then it should not be unreasonable to expect that 500, 600, 700,000 Americans will turn out in Washington, D.C., or satellite demonstrations around the country on September 24th to bring this filthy regime back into reality and perhaps convince Bush that Christ wants him to resign.
Yeah, well, hopefully 2006, if the Democrats don't help Diebold get in every polling booth in the country... there might be enough of a groundswell that there's a possibility of impeachment. I know a lot of my liberal friends, people who are even more liberal than myself, have been saying lately they're glad that Bush got quote-unquote reelected, that he weaseled his way back into the White House, because now he's going to have to face up to the mess he made. He's going to have to, he's sleeping in his own filth, basically.
But, the counterposition to that is Bush has never faced the disasters that he's caused. There's always been something or someone to bail him out. Always. Every single time he's had a failure, whether it's been a business failure or a personal failure, there's always been something to bail him out. I don't think this man has ever taken responsibility for the trail of failure that he's left behind him. So I don't know how this would be any different.
You're always dashing my hopes, Mike.
I'm sorry.
Jerky. I know you're the realist, but come on.
Jerky.
Something might happen. Come on.
Thanks for checking in, pal.
Thank you, Mike.
Stay in touch and
yes,
watch your back. Oh, my. Igor is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Igor, welcome to the program.
Hi, how you doing, Mike?
Thanks. Doing all right, sir. How are you?
I just wanted to actually make a comment about this whole controversy with what's going on right now in public debates with the evolution versus creationism.
Uh-huh.
And since I'm a biology student, it's absolutely appalling to see this kind of ideology being pushed through the public schools. Because intelligent design is not really a scientific theory. It doesn't even have a smell of science.
Right.
The question that I have for all those proponents of intelligent design theory is, what exactly are you going to teach? There's absolutely nothing that you can teach. There's zero evidence and basis. There's no laboratory experiments that can be conducted. And it is absolutely ridiculous that something like this is going on.
Well, Igor, it's ridiculous to you, it's ridiculous to me, it's ridiculous to people who accept the idea of challenging concepts and the scientific method and so on and so forth. But to people who are open to this abominable so-called intelligent design, it's perfectly explainable because you have to accept on faith. That's all. It's very simple. And it's people like you and me who are out of the loop to them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. The problem is that it's being pushed through the science class.
I understand.
Science is supposed to teach evidence. You're not supposed to teach faith.
I understand.
It really belongs in a religious class.
Well, I hope it hits a brick wall at 80 miles an hour. I mean, that's all I can say. Igor, I got to leave it there. Thanks, pal. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back.
God wants light. God wants mayhem. God wants clean hands.
You're listening to the best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. Did you catch all of that? Take a moment to bask in the truth. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Hi, my name is Joy, and I'm a mystery shopper. Now, my friends think I have the absolute dream job. Don't get me wrong, it's great, but I tell them there's a little bit of work involved. I have to get out of bed, get dressed, plan out which shops to go to, and evaluate my shopping experience. Well, sure, I get paid to shop, but it's not like I can just sleep in and watch soap operas all day. Now, that would be a dream job.
Have you ever wondered how people get an inside track to become a paid mystery shopper? If you're self-disciplined and self-motivated, there are over 40,000 retail chains looking for mystery shoppers across the country. We work with large retailers, grocery chains, restaurants, and banks who need shoppers to evaluate things like customer service, store cleanliness, and parking. So if you like to shop and have a valid email address, we have assignments available now for men and women 18 years and older. Call 1-800-416-0859 to find out how you can get paid to shop. That's 1-800-416-0859. Paid shopping assignments are now available in your area. 1-800-416-0859.
Randy Rowe. Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Washington Post, they're withdrawing its offer for free advertising for this organized event by the Defense Department. Critics said the event would have a pro-war slant, and if it is a pro-war march, we shouldn't have any problem at all meeting military recruiting goals. We could just get all these people to have their kids sign up.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. It was tough, I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone for what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably in Missouri, which means it gave Republicans control of the Senate.
Madison's Progressive Voicemail at 663-7291.
I love the bunker basis because I think it's a good way to make friends.
This is the Mike 92.1.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
About 10 before the hour, it was Zaire, was the country I was trying to think of. Mobutu, Seki, Seku, Sisu, whatever. Now known as the Democratic Republic of Congo, which is not to be confused with Congo, go figure. But it was that dictator that Robertson was so willing to cozy up to. It was that dictator who issued decrees, laws, that said it was legal to have sex with 13-year-olds. Women became nothing more than objects of derision or whatever their husbands wanted to use them for. And Pat Robertson found it very comfortable to do business with this guy. Thanks to our crew in New York tonight, Tim Einenkow and Jason Isaac engineered the program. David Fizikas, our associate producer, handled your calls. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch at WhiteRoseSociety.org, Mark Marshall, our webmaster, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Marge is calling from Indiana. Hey, Marge, welcome to the program.
Hi there. You really had some contributions tonight. That one email you got, I think it was from Justin.
Uh-huh.
Talking about things that are going on with South America and what have you.
Yes.
There is, you know, when I don't call you, I read books.
That's a good thing to do.
There's one called The Confessions of an Economic Hitman by John Perkins.
Yes, I've heard of that. I haven't read it. Yeah, good one?
Yeah. If I was Chavez, I wouldn't get on any kind of a plane for a while. It's funny how those planes in that area have got a reputation for sort of falling out of the sky.
Yeah.
At unexpected times. And, you know, I think I told you that Rumsfeld has been in South America 3 times in the last 10 months. Now we know what he's doing. He's recruiting soldiers to become U.S. citizens and fight for this.
Right.
Oh, geez. It makes you want to throw up.
I know. I know what you're saying, March. What, you know, what are you going to do? What are normal, rational people going to do except work to remove this regime before it completely destroys the United States?
I don't know. Gandhi said an eye for an eye, and pretty soon the whole world will be blind.
That's right.
And there's another book I just heard about. I haven't read this one yet, but I heard the author speak the other night. She's very forceful, very open. And it's called God versus the Gavel, Religion and the Rule of Law. Doesn't that just kind of get to you? And what she proposes is not any one, you know, point of view,
right.
But we ought to have open discussions and talk about what kind of things, you know, if it's, how did she put it, if it's religious, it's good, and if it's God, it must be good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It is a theory that so many of these people put forth, and the way that they're perverting Christianity is through fear and ignorance.
Fear and ignorance and loathing and distrust and dishonor and injustice. It's awful. I cannot believe, you know, my grandmother was a Baptist, and she was a very strong believer in the teachings of Jesus, and some of my earliest memories are going with her on a Saturday afternoon when she would go visit the sick. You know, Jesus said you're supposed to do that, and my grandmother would do that. That was the one thing she could do. She couldn't go visit people in prison, but she could go visit people who were ill, and she would sit with them and pray. And she carried a little bag of toys, wooden toys, with her that she would give to me. And I cannot tell you, Marge, how many Saturdays I spent in the summers with my grandmother going around to people's homes, old people who were ill or dealing with tragedy. And my grandma would sit there and talk with them. An uneducated woman, an Italian immigrant who barely spoke, well, she spoke English, but I mean, no education whatsoever. And she would sit there.
She was educated in love.
Yeah, absolutely. And she'd sit there and talk with them. And this was her Christian faith. This is what she believed Christ wanted people to do. And she used to tell me that. You know, she would say, this is what Jesus said to do. And what I see now has turned me so inside out, Marge. It just disgusts me. I just wonder what my grandmother would think listening to someone like a Pat Robertson. My God.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You know, what did Hugo Chavez ever do to Pat Robertson that he is so PO'd
well,
him?
Well, the same thing that Chavez did to Bush. He is the president of a country that I believe is the second biggest supplier of oil to the United States,
yeah.
and none of these American corporations can get their hands on it. Pat Robertson is a religious hitman. It's his job to stir up the controversy that he stirred up in the past couple of days, and then with the smoke and the smoke screen that he has caused, then excuse me, the economic hitmen can move in and destroy the Venezuelan economy or attempt once again to overthrow the government. So Pat Robertson is another useful idiot. But
well, they tried, like you said, they tried a couple years ago to throw him out of office, and it lasted 2 days, and he, son of a gun, he got right back in again.
Yeah, he did.
And they haven't been able to deal with him since, and it's just making him absolutely crazy.
Almost makes you think there was divine intervention.
Oh, you think? Oh, God.
I don't know. Hey, Marge, we're out of time.
Yeah, take care.
All right, thanks for checking in.
Bye-bye.
All right, you have a nice evening. Oh, my. I think I've had enough tonight. How about you? Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for participating, however you did that. Even you people who wrote me the nasty juvenile emails. Comes with the territory. I'll see you tomorrow night. All right? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. George Bush invaded Iraq under the pretense of weapons of mass destruction. So you'd think the first thing America would do after invading would be to track down the Iraqi scientist who worked on WMDs in the 80s and 90s. Well, think again. This month's Mother Jones magazine reveals that the Bush administration put almost no effort into tracking down Saddam's nuclear scientists. Iraq had many scientists with working knowledge of WMDs who could sell their services to the highest bidder. But a source tells Mother Jones that only three of Iraq's top 200-some nuclear scientists have been accounted for. The others are missing. If the Bush administration had actually cared about WMDs, it would have made an effort to find Iraq's nuclear weapons makers. Instead, Bush let the scientists slip away, making the world more dangerous for all of us. Read the full report online at MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Bolton can try and do that bull in the china shop routine in the UN. What he will do is erode not just his own credibility, but